now of which 95%, maybe 99% of whom are married with children and living their own lives. Wow, I guess that is 14 years ago. Move on! I can hear Big Fatty screaming in his weird, funny, talk-to-himself voice. Move on, Scotty, move on. Get over it, it's 14 years ago. Yeah, that's true.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I can hear Big Fatty screaming in his weird, funny, talk-to-himself voice.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 910 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2011, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'm not sure what the hell I'm going to talk about, but y'all, Big Freddy feels like a million bucks. Yes, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. I am going to tell you what a difference a day makes. That's all I've got to say, y'all. You know, Big Fatty does not get sick often. He may make people sick often, but, y'all, I don't get sick often. And, y'all, I just had a 24-hour bug. I don't know what it was. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your bugs or Vera Scorpion, so please move forward. Y'all, speaking of moving forward, y'all, that was the little Aussie battler at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it was lovely to hear from him. Y'all, it's been a month of Sundays since we've heard from him, and y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, I see that he's on the 20, but y'all, he's been saying, oh, I may not do any more little shows. And y'all, this is unacceptable. It is just unacceptable. So, Scotty, don't make me send Straight Bob up there to spank you. Ah, Big Fatty, don't reward him for that bad behavior of not podcasting. Because Scotty, you would enjoy Straight Bob giving you a spanking. Big Fatty, you're embarrassing your straight boyfriend. Y'all, speaking of straight boyfriends, my straight boyfriend over in the UK.
Thank you for calling.
Y'all, he sent me a secret little message today, and oh, Big Friday. And so, anyway, he says, Big Friday, be on the lookout for a little something from the UK. Y'all, speaking of the UK, even, y'all, Stephen the UK is moving. He is moving to Edinburgh, Scotland, y'all. You know, Big Fatty was up there this time last year, y'all, and you know that's why he decided to wait and move this time this year. But y'all, he's gonna set up some sort of webcam or something, some sort of camera, so you can see him wanking. Oh, Big Fatty, please. I don't know what the hell you're going to be able to see, but anyway, y'all, I tell you, one thing you'll be able to see is a lot of rain. You'll be able to see a lot of rain up there in the Edinburgh. Y'all, now, I have just received a message, an e-letter from my old, most regular gentleman calling. Y'all, I'm going to have to go over here and see immediately, right now, and see what this is all about. I beg, Patty, you know damn good and well what it's all about. And let's just see what he has to say. Oh, Big Fatty, what are you up to? Y'all, he might as well be on the grinder. And I'm just going to respond. I'm waiting on you to come over. So, anyway, on you to come over. Y'all, I hope this does not make my straight boyfriends jealous. But, you know, you never know. You never know about these things. So anyway, we'll keep you informed as to how that's going. Y'all, there may be a break. There just may be a break in the middle of the little show today. Because y'all, quite frankly, it's a little late for him to be getting in touch with me. Y'all, but anyway, I'm feeling like a million bucks on Monday. Y'all, I slept, woke up, and decided to go on back to bed about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And woke up about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, had a little cone flakes, and y'all, I was back in the bed at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, And y'all, I slept till about 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, that is the cone beef and cabbage. Y'all, the weather rat is on. Y'all, they're doing the crema in July. And the weather rat is making drinks at a bar. And y'all, he's spilling the shit everywhere. But anyway, so I slept like from 1 to 4:30. And y'all, I got up and had a little, what did I have for supper? I don't remember what I had for supper, but I had a little something light for supper. And, oh, I know what it was. It was some more of that hamburger helper. Because, y'all, I was trying to see if that's what was giving me the tummy ache. But it was not, because I did not get the tummy ache after that. Y'all hear the gentleman caller has responded. He says, see you in a bit. So, y'all, there will be a break in the podcast. Big fatty, will there be music? Yes, as a matter of fact, there may be a song, y'all. So just sit back. But anyway, and y'all, then Monday night, I was back in the bed at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. I woke up a little bit later, and y'all, then I was back sound asleep, and y'all, I slept through the night. Y'all, it rained overnight, so it was good sleeping weather. And let me tell you, when Big Fatty woke up, and y'all, the alarm woke me up. It wasn't my body clock woke me up, but y'all, when I woke up and got out of the bed and had my coffee, y'all, I'm telling you, I felt like a million bucks. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeehaw, we're gonna play. Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty now feels like 200%. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear any details, y'all. It was lovely. Just lovely. And I'll try not to breathe heavy. I'll try not to breathe heavy. Well, Big Fatty, you're just silly. You're just silly. when I went to the Vons East over the weekend, y'all, I stopped by the P.O. Box. Make a wish, Christmas tree, Christmas in your heart, and your wish will come true. Yes, indeedy do. And y'all, I've not looked at this. It's a card. It's a postcard. And y'all, I believe it's probably going to be from the Laughing Buddha, that Mark. The Laughing Buddha, because y'all, is one of his funny kitty cat cards. And you know he knows how much Big Fatty can't stand the kitty cats. And y'all, there's a kitty cat in a basket. And on the front it says, is this herpes? And yes, yes, Big Fatty, kitty cats are herpes carriers. Y'all... it says on here, it says, Dear Big Fatty, I'm about to leave on a vacation and wanted to let you know I won't be able to listen next week. How dare you? So he's not, y'all, he won't hear this for until next month, I guess. Just in case you worry about your audience numbers falling by one. I will be back. Oh, thank God. Y'all, I do not check my numbers. You know, there's just some things that, y'all, that ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. I've got some lovely listeners, and if they want to be lurkers, that's fine. And if they want to be commenters and callers, that's fine too. But y'all, if I don't have commenters and callers, it really makes for just stammering. It's not even nattering. It's just 20 minutes of stammering. Beck, Betty, that's just what we need. 20 minutes of stammering. Dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, he concludes his card by saying, hope you are well and your gentleman callers are not giving you herpes. Ah, dear Gussie. Well, I don't think my most regular gentleman caller did, but y'all, I'll give you a report in a few days. He hasn't to this point. XOXO, Mark, a.k.a. the Laughing Buddha. Well, Mark, thank you so much for that card. That's just lovely. Now, y'all, we've got a couple of days here on the bacon calendar, and so let's do that. And yesterday, too, I say Tuesday, said combine one part of bacon vodka, one part of Southern Comfort, and one part amaretto and a splash of lime juice. Chill and serve in a martini glass. Y'all, this sounds like something. Y'all, that's called the Bacon Bell. And y'all, this sounds like something that Dr. Stone... y'all, by the way, you have less than 2 weeks to get your card in the mail to Dr. Stone for his celebration of exiting the birth canal on the 9th of August. But y'all, it sounds like something he should... y'all, I suggested to him that he invite the Homeowners Association down to the Hacienda, and so they could hear the Stompersons. Y'all, he took the day off on Tuesday, and he said the Stompersons didn't make a single noise the entire day. So anyway, y'all, the bacon bracelet is a felt bracelet that looks like a strip of bacon and fastens with a snap. Instructions to make one can be found at theantacraft.com. theantacraft.com. Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. You're stammering. but anyway. So, y'all, anyway, what else was I going to tell you about Dr. Stone? Oh, y'all, he said he had a bone to pick with that Daniel Bieber. So, y'all, I'm not sure what that's going to be about. Y'all, speaking of... y'all, I meant to say, you know, I got the nicest phone call from that Peter G, and y'all, I've gotten just so many nice comments from different listeners and all on the Twitty, telling everybody, saying, please get well, Big Freddy, we're worried about you, and y'all, I'm doing just fine. I am doing just fine, and it's heartwarming to know. It's heartwarming to know that there are listeners out there that don't unsubscribe when they go on vacation. Big Freddy!
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, today's Axe Big Fatty comes to us via a post over at the Intertubes, y'all, and y'all, that comes from that Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, Miss Bacon says, Big Fatty, I haven't listened to the little show yet, so let me get in my 2 cents here, y'all, and that's the way it is, you know, they're always talking out of their ass, they don't know what they're talking about. Oh, I'm gonna offer an opinion, even though I don't know what the topic is. Anyway, she says, Vera has lovies, Nessa has listener pals, cocktails and cream puffs have creamies, what does Big Fat, what does the BFO have? Suckers? And I said, no! No! And then she says, okay, maybe it sounded better before I spelled it out. Poor Big Fatty! Well, thank you, Miss Bacon, and, I've given this a lot of thought, and by a lot of thought, it just came right off my head based on who asked the question, y'all. And y'all, quite Frankie, poor Big Freddy, quite Frankie, how is my good friend, quite Frankie, y'all, based on who has, has brought this subject up. Y'all, I think that that at least a portion of the listeners of the BFO, y'all, I think it's only appropriate that they be referred to as the batshit crazies. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'll hear about that one. Let me just tell you. Y'all, all the mess up in Washington, y'all, the only place I know that is more dysfunctional than the coal mine is Washington, D.C. And y'all, since money is in the news these days, y'all, Paul sent me some insider investment tips, and I thought I'd share these with you. Poor Big Freddy, please. Y'all, it says, for all of you with money left, be aware of the expected mergers so that you can get in on the ground floor and make some big bucks. Watch for these mergers in 2011. Y'all, the Hale Business System, Mary Kay Cosmetics, and the Fuller Brush, and W.R. Grace are going to merge and become Hale Mary Fuller Grace. Polygram Records, Warner Brothers, and Zesta Crackers are joining forces, and they're becoming Polly Warner Cracker. <laughs> 3M will merge with Goodyear and become good. Zippo Manufacturing, Audi Motors, Dofasco, and Dakota Mining will become Zip Audi Doodah. FedEx is expected to join its competitor UPS and become Fed Up. Big Freddy, never has truer words been said, y'all. And quite frankly, I think if the two of them merged, they would change it to Fed Up. Fairchild Electronics and Honeywell Computers will become Farewell, Honeychild. Gray Poupon. Oh, Big Freddy, don't say Poupon. Gray Poupon and Daka Pants are expected to become Poupon Pants. Knott's Berry Farm and the National Organization of Women will become Not Now. Oh, my God. Poopy pants. Poupon pants. Victoria's Secret and Smith & Wesson will merge under the new name Titty Titty Bang Bang. Big Freddy, you are retarded. Just like that Paul. He's just sending you things. Just, oh dear Gussie, y'all, that was a good one. That was a good one. Paul, thank you so much for sharing that. I've got some other news to pass on to you about the Vegas, but y'all, I guess I'll just have to hold it off until tomorrow, y'all. I'm out of time. Y'all, did I tell you that was the cone beef and cabbage? Big Freddy, just what we need, something to give you. Poupon pants, Big Freddy. Oh dear, where's the little Aussie battler when you need him?
I can hear Big Freddy screaming in his weird, funny, talk to himself voice.
Move forward. We'll see you tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.